Hello, this is Mary Smith from the Breath of Life Center for Healing and Transformation. I want to talk to you today about a transformation and renewal that has been happening for the Breath of Life Center and for myself over the last several months. You know, when I trained and was certified as a natural healing life coach in 2012, I thought this is how I could help other people heal and transform their lives, just like I had experienced a few years before. The month I opened my healing coaching practice, I heard Jesus speak to me at church audibly, and this was the first time this had ever happened for me. Tell them it's me, is what I heard. And I heard that so clearly, but I wasn't sure what to do about it. I didn't really understand what he was asking me to do. And so I tucked that revelation away, right, for a time when I understood it better. And I went on to begin working as a healing life coach. And for 2 years, I did this work, saw a lot of healing and a lot of transformation in folks and in myself, right? But it wasn't until 2 years later that I realized that I wasn't exactly doing what God had planned for me. Or maybe I should say I wasn't the how. There was something wrong with the how of what I was doing. And that message from 2 years before really started tugging me. Tell them it's me, right? Well, I thought about it and I realized that I really hadn't done that at all. In fact, I was really keeping Jesus out of the conversation with my clients, right? Deep down knowing that he was at the heart of all true healing. And certainly I knew that it was the Holy Spirit that healed me and healed my life in an instant. But still, I felt unprepared to help people heal through Christ. You know, and I have to be honest, I felt like I had failed. You know, I thought that this was my calling and I just simply screwed it up. And Jesus asked me to do something and I didn't even do what he asked. So I surrendered my coaching work to him. And as I surrendered, I remember praying that he bring people into my life to show me where he wanted me to go. And I prayed also that he would help make ends meet because I was giving up, a good part of my livelihood. So in the next couple of days, an illustration client asked me to work some substantial projects with them. And that really, really helped us get by. And that was just one of the many times that God has brought us just what we needed in times that we put our trust in him. But over the next few months, I met people that helped me learn a tremendous amount about allowing God to transform us and really heal our lives and how to listen and recognize what he is revealing to us and how to find clues in all of our life experiences that point to our purpose and God's call for us. The healing and transformation that I witnessed in the next several months made what I had experienced before in my practice pale by comparison. Thanks be to God. Oh, he is good. So now I help women cooperate with God to discover more about their spiritual gifts and where they are on their calling journey and really gain clarity around their special life purpose, all while releasing what keeps them from walking the beautiful path designed for them. Please stay tuned. I'm going to be offering some interviews from some of the folks, actually, that the Lord brought into my life and that have helped me so tremendously, and other folks I just met along the way with some very inspirational stories that I truly hope that will bring healing into your life just listening to their story. And until next time, God bless.